This is Twit.
Cooler Master SK 630 low profile mechanical gaming keyboards. You guys did a write up on this one. It's cool to see these keys because they are using the low profile MX keys. I did I had a look at their keys or these keys in one of the Cherry keyboards, which was a peculiar experience because they were keys we associate with very stylish and expensive keyboards that were in a very inexpensive looking but still fairly expensive keyboard from Cherry. Christopher Coke wrote this up for PC Purr. How did he feel about the low profile keys? People seem to either love them or kind of be weirded out by them.
He came from experience with the Cherry ML keys, mm-hmm. and he was not a fan, to say the least. And he absolutely loved these in comparison. So his issue with this keyboard, if he had one, was actually the spacing of the keys, which it's kind of hard to see in the photos, but he said he was very specific about it. He's like, no, these are twice as close together as I'm used to. And he measured and he's like, yeah, it's like 50% less of a gap between these keys. So he kept on, when he first started using it, like his first few hours with it, he was like accidentally striking other keys, but he adjusted. He didn't have a problem adjusting to the low profile. And it's just one of those things, like it's a very different kind of style if you're used to what we would think of as a modern mechanical keyboard, which are a little bit higher. The keys sit higher. The keys usually have sort of a concave layout on the actual board. These are totally flat. They're flat with the surface of the aluminum beneath the actual top layer. And this is sort of a wedge shape, kind of like an Apple keyboard. He actually made a couple comparisons to Apple. You know, their wireless keyboards sort of famously have a slight wedge shape to them, like a aluminum on top, plastic on the bottom. That's what this is. And just with deeper keys, but they're still flat, sort of chiclet style, but thicker, very, very slightly concave at the top. So if you like Apple style keyboards, this is like almost like a bigger mechanical version of that, more than it is related directly to any currently available mechanical keyboards that you may have tried. But then you're getting that mechanical switching. So he was a fan of the feel, and he was actually impressed with the keyboard overall. But it's like so many things we talk about. Like you have to try it because this is like a set design. There are no flip-out feet to change the angle. It is what it is. And if you have a problem with the key spacing or something and you can't get adjusted to it, this might not be the keyboard for you. But it's kind of the first in a new line of Cooler Master products that we've seen. We have some more stuff on the way. And they have like a whole new line of keyboards this year. But this was interesting, to say the least. And
sounds like
obviously the key switches themselves kind of stole the show. Like he just couldn't stop raving about these new low profile Cherry MX switches. So
good to know. It is, I don't know. It's always, it occurs to me how personal keyboards can be for people.
Yeah. I mean, it's how you're directly interfacing with your computer the most, especially if you write, you know, for editing and things, you're using the mouse just as much very often, but depending on what you're doing. I do a lot of Lightroom, but I feel like I'm using the mouse and keyboard equally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he loved it for gaming. He said it was great for gaming. But for typing, you will notice it's a little bit kind of smaller feeling.
I'm always amazed by custom keycaps that are set up for gaming that make a desktop almost, or a keyboard, desktop keyboard almost impossible to use for normal, typing.
You don't like that lightning fast actuation?
The lightning fast actuation wasn't the problem. These were actual physical key covers that were designed to sort of you know, not slip off of you know, the AWSD keys. But they made it almost impossible to reach like the Q and the E, amongst other things. That was always a real peculiar experience for me.